Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the Darling and Darling podcast. I'm Simi and with me is Tim, and today we're going to talk about relationships.
Yes, we have two different areas here we talk about, and the first thing is the pre-relationship topic. That means, like, what advice do we have if you are not in a relationship yet and maybe you want to have a relationship in the future, maybe you are waiting for that. So there we have some advice from our own experiences, and then of course we will talk about what to do when you are in a relationship and what challenges will be there and what our experiences, what advice do we have there. So yeah, let's start with the pre-relationship. Simi, what do you want to talk about?
So I think it's really important to note that if you are not in a relationship, like you are single, that it's a great thing. You know, being single is nothing bad. So that's what I want to say first. Because when I was single, like I was in my teens and everybody around me had their first boyfriend or girlfriend, and they were really happy, and I was really sad to be single because it was like a goal. Or it was, yeah, and in my friend group, it was a bit like a ladder you have to climb up. And on that ladder was also the thing, having a boyfriend, having a girlfriend, being in a relationship. So being single was really hard for me. But as time went on, I realized being single is really cool.
I agree with you. I think that's also something that we get taught in our culture, in our society. Also with social media, I see that a lot, that it's just conveyed that to be happy, you need a relationship, and that's the goal, and that's really important in your life. And I think that's not true. And I agree with you that before our relationship started, I also was single for several years. And that was a really good time for me there. And I learned a lot. I had a great time. I had a lot of fun. And I could really enjoy myself. It's also, it has some kind of freedom that you don't have when you are in a relationship. So you also have to, I would say, take some losses when you start a relationship. You have to pay a price for that, and you can enjoy the time when you don't have to pay that price.
Yeah, I also think that, yeah, also in the society, as you said, or social media, it's like conveyed that you are only a whole person when you have another person with you, like when you are in a relationship. But it's so important that you are a whole person all by yourself, because the other person is not going to fill gaps or voids that are there. Like, it can help you, or better put, it is an addition to yourself. It's nothing that is like your other half or something like that. No, you are two complete persons and two whole persons, and then you come together and make something new out of that. But you have to, like, it's really important to understand that you don't have to wait for yourself to be whole, because if you're not whole, you have to work on yourself to make yourself okay. And to if you enjoy being single, this is the first big step, because then you are also ready for a commitment in a relationship. But before you're not ready to commit to yourself, it's going to be difficult to be in a relationship.
Yeah, Simi and I also talked about that saying that for every pot there is a lid. And we think that this saying is a bit dangerous, because it gives the impression that you are not full when you don't have a significant other. And for example, if you think about, you want to cook something and you have a pot without a lid, of course it works, but it's a bit inefficient, and maybe the water is spilling and you need more energy to get it cooking. So I think it gives the impression that you can't do your job well if you don't have a significant other. And think about that poor person that is the lid in that case. Like, never think about yourself, that you are the lid that another pot needs, because then you might think that you can't do anything alone. That's not true. We came up with another metaphor there. It's like everyone is a complete pot with lid. So you can do something, you can create amazing food in that metaphor. You can do great things in your life. And with two people, if you combine two pots, you can make just better meals with more variety. And I also want to put in what I said earlier, that you have to pay a price. Because if you think about, you want to create a meal, like maybe you want to make noodles with a tomato sauce. Of course, it's way easier when you have two pots. So that's something you can do when you have a significant other. For example, this podcast wouldn't exist if we were by ourselves here, Zimi and I. So that's something where we really enjoy the synergy of doing it together. But also, like, if one person in our metaphor wants to cook a tomato sauce, then the other person can't cook another sauce, because it's just not a nice meal to have two different sauces that don't work together. So you have to, what you do has to match somehow with what the other person enjoys doing. So there you have to pay attention. What does the other person like? And sometimes it's a little price you have to pay, because sometimes you just have to do it a little bit differently than you would do it if you were alone. So yeah, that's what we want to convey here. You are a full person, and you should also develop that feeling and that confidence of being a full person. I once heard that sentence and I really liked this phrasing. You should want a relationship out of abundance, never out of scarcity. So Zimi, do you want to say something with that saying? What do we want to convey with it?
What we want to convey with it is that if you are really desperate for a relationship and you have the feeling that it is really missing from your life, then that's not a good sign. Because if you're so desperate to get in a relationship, the relationship most likely will not be really good. And you also, if you are that desperate, you lower your own standards and your own needs to get into that relationship. And what we want to convey here is, if you want the relationship out of abundance, it comes natural, because you are good enough for yourself and you are okay with yourself being just by yourself. And then the want for a relationship, like, it comes at some point. If you're a person who is made for relationships, then it just comes. For example, I think we can put it in relation here a bit, and in own experiences. So for me, for example, when I got out of my first relationship, I had to work on myself, because it was not a good relationship and I was not happy, and the whole thing, it was good that it ended. So I had to work on myself. And I knew at some point I want to have another relationship, but I was not that desperate, or I didn't feel that scarcity that I need to go into a relationship right away. Like, I had the want for a relationship, but I understood that I have to work on myself before I can get into another relationship. And that at some point, like, it was always, okay, at some point I want that. And then on the way, a relationship just developed, because I wasn't desperate to find it and I wasn't desperate to lower my standards to find somebody who would just put up with me. So I found somebody who is actually a really good fit.
Thank you. I think that was a compliment. So I appreciate it. What I want to add about that is we talked in the beginning about that picture we see, especially in social media, in our culture, in our society, that we get the feeling that the purpose of a relationship is to make us full, to make us complete. And I think many people go into a relationship with the mindset that this relationship or the other person should make them complete. And as we said, this is not only not the purpose of a relationship, but also something a relationship can't do. So if you go into that relationship out of scarcity, meaning that you don't feel complete and you think this relationship or that person will make me complete, then you have expectations that can't be met, because you have to make yourself complete. You have to feel complete by achieving that yourself, by sitting in your room, by reading, journaling, educating yourself, going down that path. And you can't expect from another person that they will do that for you. So then you have expectations that won't be met, and then you will end up disappointed, and probably the relationship will not last. So it's way better to put in that work and to feel good about yourself, feel complete the way you are, and then you will be ready for a relationship. And from my own experience, but also from what I see in the world, that's also the point when relationships will come naturally. So you don't need to force it anymore, but it will just, you will not need it anymore. But that's the point when it will just arrive without you really noticing it. And then you will have the opportunity to build a healthy relationship. I purposefully said building a healthy relationship, because it's not all about finding the right person and then everything is fine or everything is perfect right away. Because also there you have to make the right decisions, put in the work, take the right actions. So that's what we are going to talk about now. Our advice for you if you are in a relationship and how to handle that.
Yeah, we were talking, like before recording the episode, we were talking a bit about what we want to talk about and how we see stuff. And then I found a really nice metaphor.
Oh yeah, it's really about metaphors today. I love it.
You made me laugh so hard. Okay, so when you're in a relationship, like the relationship is work and you have to put in words. Words. Yeah, you should communicate openly. That's another big thing. You should communicate openly.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I confused her. That's on me now. Okay. Guys, let us laugh for a minute. We will cut that out and then we will go on.
When you're in a relationship, it still means work. Like, you don't go into a relationship and everything is handy-dandy and perfectly fine. It's work. And it's sometimes also frustration and bad communication and confrontation. But that's just part of building a good relationship. And then we looked at the word relationship, and in it is ship, and I was like, perfect metaphor. Like, when you will go into a relationship, you first start to build that ship. Like, that's the first thing you start. Most likely it's the basis of a friendship. I think it's a really, really good basis actually to have friendship as your baseline, because then you know each other and you work together. And yeah, so
yeah, I think all of us know the word friend zone. I think that's just BS, because friendship is the basis you have to build a relationship upon that. And that doesn't mean that you have to go into a relationship with a friend that you know for ages, But that means if you also if you start a relationship with a person you have only dated a few times, for example, that's also completely fine. That can be really great. But you also have to build a friendship. You can build a relationship, but there has to be elements of friendship in it. So you have to be able to laugh together, to have fun together, to play games together, things you would do with a friend. If you can't do that with your significant other, then you probably won't get all out of that relationship that you would like. So see your significant other also as your best friend. And I think that's where a really great connection can happen.
Yeah. Oh, you put it so nicely. It's really amazing. So the first thing is like friendship. You build that ship. And then you start sailing on that ship. And nobody can sail alone. Like, okay, in our day and age, it works just fine because there are motors and stuff. But for the sake of our metaphor, it doesn't have a motor. You have to do it together.
Yeah, don't start a relationship with a motor. You can do that in our modern world, but it won't be that satisfying, I imagine. I broke Simi again.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. What is this? Okay, so. And then in the next step, you start sailing. First, you have to have a destination where you are going to sail to. And then each person has to learn how to sail. That's then the work each person has to put in for themselves, because you still have to work on yourself to be in that relationship. And that was the learning how to sail. And then the two people have to learn how to communicate with each other in order to get to the destination they want to reach. So if you don't communicate correctly or if something is off there, you're not going to get as far or as fast as you want to. And then you don't completely reach the maximum out of your experience there. So I thought the metaphor was really great, because over time for yourself, you learn how to sail. And over time, you also learn how to sail together. And you also see where on the ship you have to do some work to make it more efficient or to put a leak, like to repair a leak or something like that. So I think I like the metaphor.
Yes, I also like it. And I think there are so many important takeaways in it that we have on our sheet here, because you have to communicate, but it's also important for that both parties work there, because as you said, one person alone can't manage a sailing ship, but it's not enough if there's just a second person hanging around on deck, but that person also has to put in the work, because if only one side of the ship is working, then maybe you're going in circles, but you won't go where you want to be. And that's also like maybe a bit of a difficult thing we have here on our list that we want to tell you, but it is something that is important to us and that we want to convey, that you have to check when you are in a relationship if the relationship is still working and if you are still benefiting from that relationship. So what we have written down here is the sentence, you are more important than the relationship you are in. And what we mean by that is that sometimes people think they need a relationship and they have to make it work and they won't manage to survive if that relationship breaks apart. And we want to tell you that that's not true, because no matter what happens with that relationship, you will manage somehow and you will get back on track. So if you realize that a relationship is bad for you, if it's hurting you, if it's damaging you, then it's probably best to stop that relationship. And that doesn't mean that it will be easy. It can be really hard, but you can recover from that, and then you can actually find a partner that is right for you and that works for you, and you can create a great relationship with. So also make these little check-ins where you ask yourself if the relationship is still the right thing for you. And the nice thing about relationships is, like, there are many nice things, but one nice thing, especially if you are in a toxic relationship, that you have the power to stop it.
Yeah. Also, what was really important to us was to bring across that it's good to communicate openly. The baseline of your relationship, like the hull of that ship, is the friendship, but the planks you use for that is love, respect, and trust. And that's so important to have these things in there, because without either of these things, you are not able to communicate openly and to also communicate what is not working and where you have to work. And if something goes terribly wrong, it's good to have these things there, because then you can sit together and be like, okay, this was absolutely not working. How can we improve that in the future? Like, for example, let's stay in our metaphor. If a storm hits and both of you are just scrambling and running around like headless hens, and nothing is working anymore, and you are just shouting at each other because it's not working, after the storm calmed down, you can sit together and be like, okay, the next time our sail has to go there, and that has to be there. And then you communicate what you need and what the other person needs, and you also learn together how to fix things. And then each person can work on them separately, and you can work together to make it a more round and efficient thing to sail together, because it's supposed to be fun. And if it's not fun anymore, then why are you still sailing together?
What I want to add about that is, I think the goal should be that you can be completely honest with each other, that you don't have to be afraid that the other person is judging you, or that you don't have to be ashamed by what you tell your partner. I think that should be the goal, that you can tell everything that you have on mind to your partner, and that they will try to understand you and try to comfort you, and that there will never be any kind of shame or judgment in that relationship. But I understand that in the beginning that can be really difficult. So to openly communicate doesn't mean that you have to tell everything to the other person. It can also mean that you can, for example, say that you have a problem. I don't know, maybe you have an addiction, for example, that you don't feel comfortable telling. But then you can still say that you have a problem, you don't feel comfortable about telling it. So the other person knows that something is going on, even though you don't have to tell the full story, but the other person can start to understand you and can also start helping you. And you don't have to tell every detail, but the other person has to know that there is something in order to act correctly and to handle situations correctly. So openly communicating also means to tell the other person where you don't want to tell something. Does that make sense?
I think it makes really much sense. And I think it's a really great addition to that, because it doesn't mean that you don't have quote unquote secrets anymore, or you don't, like, you say everything. It's that you communicate about especially about the things you don't want to communicate about because they're hurtful or they're difficult or you are ashamed of them or something like that. But it's really important for the other person to know that there is something and to also have the ability, like, to then give the other person the right to keep that for themselves for the time being, but to also be ready when the other person wants to talk about it at some point, if that time arises. And I think that's open communication. Also to communicate the need you have. For example, you don't want to talk about something, but you need to be alone for the time being, or you need to do something else or something. To communicate, hey, there is something, I don't want to talk about it, but I need alone time, is so important, because otherwise, if you don't communicate that, the other person has no idea what is happening. And that makes it so difficult for them to, yeah, act accordingly and not get, I wouldn't say insecure, but to get confused about the situation. And so I think that's what law of respect and trust means. Also to trust the other person who doesn't want to talk about something, to just trust them to, you know, to just carry that. But the other person also carries it with them, even though they don't know what it is, but you trust the other person with the carrying so far. And each of the persons, like, everyone is trusting the other person to also don't give it further, like, don't talk to other people about it, or don't tell them what is up or something like that. So I think, yeah, and also the respect to just say, okay, you don't have to say it right now. Like, respect of boundaries is also really a big, big thing. If the other person don't want to talk about it, then it's okay. They don't have to. Because it's not like we entered that relationship and now you have to tell me everything. It's no. The other person is still a whole person. And if they don't want to talk about it, then it's fine. And you have to respect it.
Yeah, and I think also these three aspects, they have to develop naturally.
Yep.
So they won't be there from the beginning. But both parties have to put the work in to develop that. And we will probably, in a future episode, talk about toxic relationships and toxic patterns. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned. There will be more content about that and more of our experiences. But I will say it again, law of respect and trust must be mutual. So if you try to put that into the relationship, but the other person doesn't respect you, or you don't have the feeling that you can trust the other person because the other person is just handling wrongly the information you give them, then you can try it. Also talk about that. Talk about that you expect that from the other person and that you want that. But if the other person doesn't give you love, respect and trust, and that's what you want from a relationship, then it might be the right decision to look for another person who is willing to give that to you. And then that can be difficult. But I think if you find the right person, and once you have found the right person, you will realize that it was the right decision to go on the lookout again. Because I think the purpose of a relationship is to both parties to really benefit from that. And if you don't benefit from that, and if you are the only one to put the work in, then it makes sense to look for a new partner. And another thing, the last thing we will say about relationships, is that you should stay independent. First of all, that's really important if the relationship should fall apart. It's really important that you have kept your independence, because then it will be way easier for you to get your life together again and to adapt to the new circumstances and just to get going again, and also eventually to look for a new person if you want that. But it's also, for a healthy working relationship, it's also really important, because as we've said, you are a complete pot and your purpose is to be a full complete pot, and you should stay that while you are in a relationship. Don't give that up, because for a relationship to work, both parties have to be self-confident, independent, and they have to work as individuals to be able to work together. So you should stay independent, you should have own hobbies, you should have things that you do alone, even though you can, of course, share a lot of things with your partner. But like a thing to check that is, how do you feel when your partner is not around? Are you able to live your day normally? Are you able to do activities that are fun to you? Or are you just like devastated when your partner is not around? Your goal should be that you enjoy it with your partner, but once the partner is not there, you can also do all those things you enjoy. So that's what it means, in my opinion, to stay independent, and that's what you should achieve while you are in a relationship.
I think you put it so nicely. There's nothing more to add on to that. I think you just nailed it. Yeah, and the last thing we have for you today is a writing prompt. This time it's for journaling again. And we just want you to ask... No, wait. I think I did it wrongly.
No, it was okay.
Okay. And the last thing today is a writing prompt, as always. And this time it is a journaling prompt again. And we want to ask you, what areas in your personal life do you have which are in need of improvement, or where you want to improve yourself? And I think a good way to do that is to just sit somewhere and go in yourself and think about, what needs do you have, what dreams and wants do you have, and how do they make you feel? And if you feel scared or desperate about something, then that is a good way to figuring out that area might need some working. Because no area should make you feel scared or desperate.
Yeah, and what I really like about this question is, no matter if you are single right now or if you are in a relationship, you will benefit from answering that question honestly either way. So if you are single, you will definitely benefit from working on yourself, and you will also increase your chances of finding the right partner in the future and building healthy relationships. And if you are in a relationship already, then working on yourself will also make the relationship better, and it will make it more healthy, because it needs two healthy parties to make a healthy relationship together. So that's it for today. We hope you enjoyed it. I hope you will take out your journal and write down those questions and write about them, answer them for yourself, and I'm sure you will find something to work on. I hope you enjoy that journey, and we will meet again on our website, on our blog, or in the next episode.
Until then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.